It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We have word this morning that the United States has asked Switzerland to extradite movie director Roman Polanski. A hearing will be held in Switzerland before any decision is made. Mr. Polanski has been a fugitive from the United States for 31 years now. Even before the extradition request was announced, one of Polanski's attorneys said he might be willing to come back to the U.S. Polanski has spent nearly a month in a Swiss jail with little prospect of being released. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, and we warn listeners this report contains graphic material.
If you don't want him to snap at you, don't ask Steve Cooley, LA's no-nonsense district attorney, why it took 3 decades to arrest Roman Polanski for forcing sex on a 13-year-old girl.
He wouldn't surrender himself. He fled this jurisdiction to avoid sentencing. He fled the jurisdiction. So it took this long because he was a fugitive.
If a fugitive returns to face punishment on his own, that's often taken into consideration, says former assistant DA Robin Sachs.
Usually cooperation from a suspect is going to be beneficial to a suspect or defendant in a case.
But in Polanski's case, the nature of his crime might have trumped everything else. Sachs, who specialized in prosecuting sex crimes against children, says if Polanski had not plea bargained his offenses down to 1 count, unlawful sex with a minor, he could have faced some serious jail time for the other counts on which he was indicted.
There would have been a life sentence or a very serious punishment in this case. I mean, here you have rape of an intoxicated person, sodomy of an intoxicated person, oral copulation of an intoxicated person. This isn't like one random out-of-the-blue act that could have been misinterpreted.
Now the question is how to defend a 30-year-old case. Mark Garrigus is a nationally known defense lawyer who has represented several high-profile defendants, such as Michael Jackson, Congressman Gary Condit, and singer Chris Brown. Defending Polanski now, Garrigus says, is going to be even harder than it would have been had he gone to trial in 1978.
He's in a demonstrably different position than he was back in the 70s. In the 70s, you did not have 24/7 cable. You didn't have the blogosphere. You didn't have people kind of up in arms. And it was a different milieu, if you will. And I think that that's a very difficult process for him.
That said, Garrigus says the DA should be more mindful of what Polanski's victim wants. Now 45, she said repeatedly she's tired of the publicity and is ready to get on with her life. But Garrigus says in this case, the victim's wishes mean nothing.
It's almost a schizophrenic thing on the part of the public. On one hand, the public is saying and voting into law constitutionally here in California that the victim's got a right to have a voice in the process. And yet, in this case, when she voices what she wants in this process, the people are saying, well, we don't want to hear from her.
Given the circumstances, former prosecutor Robin Sachs says, the 76-year-old Polanski is almost sure to serve some jail time if he comes back, but probably a lot less than he would have if he'd gone on trial 3 decades ago.
That's what I see happening. I don't think that this is going to turn into years and years of litigation. I think everyone has too much to lose.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.